Good morning, guys. You know, it's similar to last week. The guys have done a good job of putting the last ball game to bed and dialing in to this week's opponent. We talk about being consistent in each week, no matter what happens the prior weekend, dialing in, looking forward to your next opponent, prepare and be on the details, and I think they're doing that. So I feel good about it, this week's preparation.
Now that Jaron Allen has that first sack, do you feel that the onslaught begins, that now that you know he'll start piling them up?
I'm not sure. I asked Jared how he was feeling the first two games, and he said, Coach, I've been in it long enough to know that it comes in waves and they come in bunches. So I was happy for him. I told him on the sideline that asked him if he felt better that it did come, and he assured me a second time that, Coach, I know they come in bunches. I'm not worried about it.
He had said that because his neck was had the spasms. That's why he went to the left side. Is that tantalizing to throw it in there a few times and let him try from that side too?
Nope. I think guys should do what they do best. He's been on the right side, and that's where he rushes from, and let the left tackle handle our best guy from the left side. I think you do what you do and don't try to outsmart yourself and outtrick yourself and let the other team handle what you do best.
How did you guys sound that out the other day and just putting him in that slot and obviously knowing what he was dealing with?
Really, it was the player's idea in terms of putting him over there. He just said he couldn't look in, and he thought that he could still function well from that side. And some of the other players have gone left and right, and their stances weren't affected. So it just worked out. We have some older vets that can problem solve on the sideline, and that's a good thing. They can come to you with a problem and an answer, and that's what they did. And we have a good coach in Coach Daly who set it up, and they said, hey, Coach, here's the problem. Here's the answer. What do you think? Let's go with it.
He did move back over to the right side eventually, though, didn't he?
He did.
Was he just feeling better at that point?
I'm not sure. It's one of those things where they come and they have an answer, and they check through me, and I'm fine with it. I have coaches that have been in the NFL long enough that make good decisions.
How's he doing now with it?
As far as I know, fine. They usually just come to me if there's a problem, and they haven't come to me, so I take it as he's doing well.
Watching to see if he can turn his head, if he's turning his body when he turns.
As far as I know, he was not. The trainer said that he was fine.
What was the difference in
that game from a defensive standpoint? It just seemed like everything pretty much came together for you guys.
I think execution. It takes a while, I think, for guys to – we preach that they buy in and they do their assignment, but I think it takes a while to do that because I think every coach in the NFL talks about execution and being on the details and doing it, and it takes time for guys to really dial in, really do what they're supposed to do. If it was easy, everyone would do it, but it just it's such a simple concept, it becomes hard sometimes. But I think the guys, they were on it all week in terms of in practice, being on the details. They practiced well, they prepared well, and you can tell the difference in practice when guys are on it, and they were to their credit.
Seems like a lot of players feel like you're just concentrating on doing what you do best and leaving it pretty simple. Is that a fair assessment, and was that a focus of yours coming in?
That's a pretty fair assessment, yes. I've always been someone to say that it's not the trick 'em type of things that win ball games. It's the fundamentals, that it's blocking, it's tackling, it's doing your assignment, it's looking in the right place, executing, and when you do that, you always give yourself a chance. I think athletically most teams are fairly similar, and it just comes down to who can do the fundamentals the best, and last week it was the Vikings.
Handle Calvin Johnson conventionally. You've seen a lot of too high safeties rolling a lot of things. What are the demands and stresses that he puts on a defense?
He's a big, tall, fast, physical receiver that can stretch the field. So when that happens, it's tough to keep an extra guy in the box for the run. So you have to be able to shut down the run with seven or six defenders, and then you have to be able to stop him and take your shots, calculated shots, when you want to rotate a guy into the box. So it's a guessing game in terms of when they're going to take their shots and when they're going to run the ball. So it's a big challenge for us to limit him. I don't know if anyone's ever going to stop him from getting his fair share of catches. You want to limit what he does in terms of explosive plays down the field.
What does Chris do specifically? It seems like he's the type of guy that can be physical and maybe screw up some of that timing initially.
He can. There are other players on the football field that we have to pay attention to, too. It's not a one-man show as much as everyone would like to think. They have some other good receivers in there. They have a good running back who rushed the ball pretty well last week. And we want to make sure that we don't limit everyone to just one guy without sacrificing, again, those big plays.
Face him just once in Indy?
I think it was twice. I think maybe his rookie year and then one other time. As I remember, it gets a little foggy from year to year.
What do you recall about
seeing him live up close?
At the time, he was a young pup, and it's tough no matter how talented you are, and he's a talented guy, to come in and be as explosive as you once were in college and still learn what coverages they're doing and where to be and that type of thing. So that time was a tough time for the team.
You guys were able to create some turnovers last week against a team that typically takes pretty good care of the ball. What's the key to continuing that this week?
Run to the ball, be physical, hit everything that moves, and then when the ball's on the ground, have more people around it than the offense. Again, pretty simple formula, but it takes some getting used to have everyone run to the football full speed. And we'll always say that front side wins games, back side wins championships. So we want the backside guys to hustle and get there. And if our backside guys are running to the ball, we'll get those ones that are errant throws or tip balls or balls that are on the ground. That's what we've been preaching since OTAs.
Sense that some of the stuff just kind of clicked last week against San Francisco, is that what led to it?
I knew it was going to click at some time. I'm just not sure when and how. The key is how consistently it clicks. We don't want to be a team that's 50-50 playing well one game and not the next game. We want to see if we can play consistent football across the board no matter who we're playing against.
The Lions have been pretty unbalanced as far as passing a lot more than they're running. Does that take away from the typical mantra of trying to stop the run?
I don't know if that's consistently true over the course of the last three ball games that they've played. It may have shaken out that way when they went some no huddle last week and maybe the second ball game. But when you look at the numbers overall run pass, they are fairly consistent. So, and I'm not talking about third down. That may skew it a little bit. So we have to do both. We have to stop the run. We don't want to let them be balanced.
With Aaron out last week, obviously that meant Jasper had to take on a heightened role, especially in nickel. Your review of what he did a week ago seemed pretty solid.
It was. Did a nice job. And Jasper is coming along just like we thought he would and just like the coaches thought he would. That each week I think he's getting more comfortable in his own skin in terms of running the defense, in terms of calling the plays in the huddle. And he's moving consistently better each week, so that's what we want, consistent progress, and that's what we're seeing from week to week.
Getting Aaron back
today at all?
I'm not sure. Again, I wait till we get on the field, and if he's there, we go with him, and if they're not, the next man up plays, and we hope that guy plays well. Thanks, guys.